Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for each and every brother and sister that's here tonight, Father. Thank you for the preparation of our hearts. Thank you for the preparation of my heart. I thank you for that which you've placed in my heart to share with your people both here and those who will be watching online. And Father, I know that throughout this time of quarantine and throughout this COVID-19, there's a lot has been taking place in the spiritual realm, in the hearts and lives of your people. And we thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit that searches our heart and reveals things that need to be revealed and causes us to be changed and to be made more in the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight we're going to take a look at another subject. It's been interesting because during this time of quarantine, the messages that the Lord has given me have all been tied to what's been going on as a result of the COVID-19. Because the first Wednesday I shared, it was on the secret enemy that our president had been talking about, and the Lord had me talk on the fear that was prevalent and taking place both in the saved and the unsaved world. And then the second time I taught, one of the factors that is being used and has been used very effectively with this virus is social distancing. Well, the Lord had me do a teaching on Jesus or God distancing. You know, how we distance ourselves from God and we don't allow him to come in certain areas. And I wrote some things down that during this period of quarantine, there's many changes that have taken place in the world we live. I mean, there's a lot of changes. I wrote down just a few. People are social distancing. People are washing their hands. People are not touching their face. People are disinfecting anything and everything they touch. People are living in fear. People are living in faith. Well, tonight I want to take a look at another thing that's very, very, very prevalent during this time of quarantine. And as the country begins to open up, it's becoming more and more prevalent. Everywhere you go now, and it's required in certain stores that you go into, you have to wear a mask, okay, for the safety of those you come in contact with and for the safety of other people around you. Businesses have started to make people wear a mask before they enter their stores. Masks are being made in all colors. I have a neighbor. She's made almost 10,000 masks. She's a seamstress. She's made almost 10,000 masks to distribute to the frontline workers. And I wrote down, masks are being made in all colors. They got team logos. They got designer style. They got homemade. I mean, you can get a mask in any shape, any form, any color you want. And as I was thinking about that, I started asking the Lord some questions. I said, Lord, why are you bringing this to my attention? He goes, do a little study on a mask. Go look at the mask. And the first question I asked, I said, what is the nature of a mask? What's the purpose of a mask? Well, this is what, I got two different definitions. I got one from Webster, and the definition of mask means to conceal from view, to cover for protection. And then another definition I ran across, it says, it hides something behind it with an image on the outside, portraying what the wearer wants to be. I'm like, that's interesting. Portrays an image on the outside of what the wearer wants to be or what the wearer wants you to think the person is. Lord says, stick with me. Mask can typically hide a lifestyle or personality opposite to what it seems. So, the title of tonight's class is, what about our spiritual mask? What spiritual mask are we wearing? What spiritual mask are we hiding behind? I had to ask myself that question. Sometimes a mask wearer has the intention of wearing a mask to cover the past, to deceive, to please people. See, we got all these types of masks that we wear as Christians. And this is the question the Lord asked me, and I'm going to ask you to start the class tonight. And I can't answer it. This is between you and the Lord. I had to answer a lot of questions before I stood up here tonight. What spiritual mask are you wearing? And as the Lord asked me that question, I started thinking of, sometimes we hear the word mask a lot. You know, they're masking how they feel. They're masking how they look at something. And I started thinking about that. And I wrote down an example here that came to me. I don't believe it happened here tonight, but it might have. Okay? You come into church and you're hurting or having a rough day. A brother or sister in the Lord says to you, how are you doing? You put on a spiritual mask with a smile and say, everything is fine. Everything is good. Guess what? We just masked the feelings that we really have and what's really going on the inside our hearts. Now, we can put on spiritual masks and get away with it with one another, but we cannot get away with spiritual mask with the Lord. God sees everything. God knows everything. And this has happened. Okay? I'm just being honest and real. How about you're driving to church on a Sunday morning? You have an argument with your spouse on the way to church. You walk through those back doors. Someone says, good morning. Oh, praise God. You just came through the door with a spiritual mask. Because that's not, you know, we pretend to be spiritual and act as everything is okay. But yet, if we haven't dealt with that situation that occurred before we came through those doors, we're just putting on a front to one another. But God doesn't see that. And see, God is, masks are being worn in this country and throughout the world for a reason. Or people who have the choice not to wear a mask. But when it comes to the Lord doesn't want us wearing our spiritual mask. He's wanting us to be visible, and He's wanting us to be real. And we put on, and a lot of times masks are worn in plays and stuff like that because they takes on a character. They're able to pretend to be something that they're not. We do that in the Christian realm too. We put on masks to make ourselves look good or cause other people to think we're okay. Have you ever masked brokenness? Have you ever masked hurts? Have you ever masked your feelings? Have you ever put on a cover not to show what you're really feeling? Here's another question. Why are we afraid to let one another really see who we are? Is it because of fear of judgment by someone else? What will others think? Why are we afraid to be transparent? So we don't get hurt? So we don't get our feelings hurt? See, I can't answer that. I put down questions the Lord was asking me. But see, what we forget is God sees what's going on inside your heart and my heart. He knows when we're hurting. He knows when we're broken. He knows when we have resentment. He knows when we have ill feelings. He knows when we have unforgiveness. But yet we still want to put on a mask so that we don't allow people to really see what's going on. Go to Hebrews 4:13. It says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight." Are we one of his creatures? Are we a creation of God? But, and when I read this, I thought of Pastor Mark because he did a teaching on all things. Well, here's one of those all things. But all things are naked. And opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. See, there's nothing that God doesn't see. That word naked there means unclad, without clothing. Of the soul whose garment is the body, stripped of the body without a body. Nude. We're bare before God. We're bare before God. God sees everything that's going on in your heart and my heart. It says, everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. There's nothing that hid that's not going to be revealed. And the question I had to ask myself, why would I want to hide it now and have to give an account of it later that could reap me or rob me of the full reward that Jesus has purchased for me? It doesn't make sense. But yet that's what we do sometimes on a day-to-day basis. We don't want God to deal with us and to begin to show us those things. Because you know what? It hurts. It hurts sometimes when God begins revealing those things that we're hiding behind. But God already knows that we're hiding behind him. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to start in verse 16. Let's start in verse 14. It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. See, he's talking about a veil over our heart, a mask over our heart. Jesus removed that veil. He removed that veil from our heart where we can allow our heart to be exposed before God. He took away our sins upon the cross, but yet we still want to hide those things that are hidden in our hearts. God says, no. Take your spiritual mask off. Because when we're real with God, does he stand there with a hammer and say, well, you messed up today, you know, that's it, it's over? No, he shows us his mercy, he shows us his love. See, he's motivated by love because he wants you and I to hear the words, good and faithful servant, well done, more than you and I. Because he allowed his son Jesus to die upon that cross so that we could be free, so we could have our hearts clean. David even said, create in me a clean heart, O God. See, it's our heart that causes us to have distance between our God. That's what prevents us from drawing close, is our heart still has impurity. That's because we want to hide behind that mask, that spiritual mask. We want to hide behind it. God says, no, don't hide behind it. I wrote down, God's desire is for us to be like Jesus. Well, in the definition that I read, it says, the nature of the mask, it hides something behind it with an image on the outside. Our goal is to be in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. But are we portraying that image to a lost and dying world? Are we portraying that image of Jesus Christ? Or are we putting on a spiritual mask that doesn't portray that? If we go to, let me see something here. Go to Colossians. I don't have this in my notes, but I'm being reminded of it. So go to Colossians. I'm going to start in verse 2. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. See, God wants us, if we're going to have a mask, he wants us to be hid in Jesus. He wants us to be hid in God. He doesn't want us to be hide behind facades and all these other things that we hide behind because we don't want to deal with them. I wrote this down. The more mask we wear, the deeper we hide our true selves. You know, I've known some of you for a long time. You've known me for a long time. And, you know, I hear Pastor Mark tell stories sometimes. And I know during this period of quarantine, our pastor's changed. It's obvious. You can see it. But it's hard to imagine that he ever wore some of the masks that he wore when you see him now. Because He's real. He's visible. He doesn't mind sharing his shortcomings. But he only shares the shortcomings to show you the power and might of God in what he's done in his life. To encourage us that God's no respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing in your life as he does in Pastor Mark or my life or anyone else's life. Here's a mask that I think we've all struggled with. Some of us may be struggling with it now. What about the mask of pain? What about that mask? Pain hurts. Harsh words spoken to us hurt. Bitterness caused by someone's word, they hurt. But what is God's heart? Is God's heart to hide behind that mask of pain and not deal with it? Or is it God's heart to say, let me uproot that pain. Let me heal that pain. Let me take away that pain. See, until we give God permission to remove that which was not planted in our heart by our Father, it lingers. I've known people who have who've had bitterness, unforgiveness, because they go, you don't understand. I just can't let it go. They like hiding behind that mask of pain. But you know what? It's not allowing them to be who God wants them to be fully because they're being robbed of that pain that they're hiding behind, that hurt that they're holding on to. Forgiveness takes that away. Forgiveness starts the healing process. What about the smiling mask? You've gone through a tough time. But yet we know how to put on that smiling mask. When we come into church and we see one another. Hi, Pauline, how are you? Oh, praise God. And you're just miserable on the inside. That's a mask. That's a mask that we wear sometimes. I remember coming here one time and I saw MC. MC said, how are you? I said, I've been better. He goes, let's pray. See, now, that's a good mask to wear because I was honest with him. And guess what he did? He said, let's pray. See, when we allow God to start to remove some of these masks, the ministry that we think we need, that God knows we need, we will get. Because now we're real and we're vulnerable for in front of one another, and God can use us to minister to that person's need or use someone else to minister to our need. Because we're not trying to cover anything. We're not trying to disguise anything. We're being real. How many times have we put on a mask before God? Hear that still small voice. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. He's going, no, you're not. You're broken, you're hurting. You're ready to give it up. You're ready to throw in a towel. Now, here's another one. How about praise the Lord mask? How's everything going? Oh, praise the Lord. How we get it out of our mouth sometimes, I don't know. Because we're not in a position, our heart's not in a position to be going, praise the Lord. I think that sometimes the Lord has us say that and wear that mask because he's saying that's what you need to be doing. You need to be praising the Lord. But you're using it to cover something that's going on in your life and you don't want it to be exposed or to deal with. And the other one. I'm good, brother. I'm good, sister. And you're not. Is there anything wrong with being real? During this time of quarantine, I've run across more people that have been more open, and they didn't even know what they were doing, to take off some of their mask. I'm not talking about the protective mask that they use when they go in the store. I'm talking about taking off that spiritual mask, that mask they're trying to hide behind because they got things going on in their life that they don't know how to deal with. They don't have the hope. They don't have the peace. They don't have the wisdom. They don't have any of that. But yet something will cause it. It's not something. Jesus and the Holy Spirit will prompt them to open up about something, and we'll be able to minister to them because they took off that mask. They were tired of disguising and hiding behind something. How about the I'm busy mask? There's a saying in the business world, and there's a saying in the church world. 80% of the people, 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And a lot of times, that 80% that doesn't want to volunteer or do something is because I'm busy. I'm too busy. Are we really too busy, or are we afraid of commitment? Are we afraid of taking that stand and saying, oh yeah, you can count on me? A little bit of wisdom El Nor shared with me one time along those lines. Because when you're in a leadership position, Pastor Mark can tell you more about this than I can as a pastor. But Pastor Bill and Pastor Elnora, you know, we as sheep, we have all kinds of suggestions. We have all kinds of ideas of how things should be done. And I said to Elnora one day, I said, Elnora, how do you handle that? She goes, not very well at the beginning. She goes, it used to bother me. I said, well, what happened? She goes, it's a real easy fix. You look at the person, you smile, and she wasn't putting on a smiling mask because she smiles, okay? She likes to hug, she smiles. She says, you know what? That's a great idea. Why don't you come up with a plan and lay it out how we should implement that idea? I said, what happened? She goes, they never come back. They never show you the plan. Now, the 20% that are serious, they'll come back with a plan and say, well, I think, you know, if we do this, this, and this, and she'll look at it and she goes, yeah, good idea, but not now. But that was great wisdom because, so she came up to me one day and says, Larry, can you do this and this and this? And I said, that's a great idea. And I says, why don't you write down your ideas and your plans and give it to me, and I'll take a look at it and see whether it fits into what God is showing me to do right now. She goes, yeah, you got me, didn't you? I said, yeah, I did. But it's true, okay? Or here's another mask. Don't disturb my life. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. You know what? You know we say that more to than one another? We say that to God. We say that to our Father, our Heavenly Father. And that's why in that teaching I did on Jesus God distancing, we got areas that we want Him to be involved in our life, and we got areas that we put Him off. This one I think we've all been through. the mask of someone hurting us. And you know, whether that's family members, whether that's a close friend, if you live long enough and you attend church long enough, I don't want to bust your bubble, but someone's going to hurt you. Someone's going to say something that you may take the wrong way and you may not know all the facts. But we don't want to be hurt. We don't want it. So we put on a mask to prevent ourselves from being hurt. We put up a shield. We put up a front standoff. We kind of become standoffish. How about the mask to cover anger? How about the mask to cover resentment? What about our pride mask? We wear that one a lot before God. We wear that pride mask a lot before God. Go to Luke chapter 2. This area in Luke chapter 12. This scriptures that I'm about to read are troubling to most people. It says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." Who's speaking here? Jesus. "Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness," all the whispering we do, all the little behind people's backs, it's recorded, "shall be heard in the light, and that which we have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." Now, this is where these next two are, they're tough. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." That's a tough scripture. That's a real tough scripture. But before he gets to those scriptures, he talks about don't hide things. God knows. God knows what's going on. So those masks we're trying to wear to conceal who we are and what we're going through, they're just a facade before God. But yet, we wear it before one another. If you're wearing a mask, just think about this when you walk around and you see people wearing a mask. Can you really see what they look like? No, because it covers from the nose all the way down. So all you see is the eyes. And I meant to ask the last time I was at the bank whether they're making it mandatory for people to wear a mask. Because when you see someone go into a bank with a mask, it usually indicates they're about ready to rob it. And I'm like, wait a second here. How's that going to work? So are the thieves going to come in without a mask? No, I don't think so. But, I asked the Lord that question because I'm like, you know, in all the old movies you've seen growing up, you know, the bank robber or the cowboy, the guy who was robbing stuff, always had a mask, always had a bandana wrapped around. So all you could see was his eyes. He had the cowboy hat. You couldn't see who it was. Well, that's what we do with our spiritual mask. We hide behind that mask so that we don't allow one another to see what we're really going through. And go back to Colossians chapter 3 there. It says in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him. And then verses 5 down to 9, he talks about the things that we're to put off, things we're to mortify. And every one of those things that are listed are things that could be in our hearts that we haven't dealt with, so we hide behind them. You know, we could have anger issues. We could still have filthy communication. You know, it just goes on, you know. Uncleanness, covetousness. Every one of those could be a mask that we want to hide behind because we don't want to deal with it. First, before God, and then before one another. Then in verse 9, he says something very interesting. It says, lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. After what image? After the image of him that created him. So when I look at Rochelle, I see Jesus. When I look at Pauline, the image I should be seeing is Jesus. But if I'm wearing a mask to conceal or hide something that's not allowing the image of Jesus to be seen by the world, it's not the real Jesus they're seeing, is it? It's a Jesus we've covered. We've hid. And in verse, it says, and I'm going to read verse 10 again, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And then in verse 12, it starts talking about the things we're to put on. Well, if we're told to put off, that means we got to take our mask off in those areas. We got to take them off. We got to be real before God. We got to take them off and allow God to uproot those things that were not planted there by him. And then, when he begins doing that, he allows us to put on these Christian virtues that are talked about here. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. See, are we quick to forgive? Or do we harbor? Do we hold on to? See, the image that Jesus once portrayed to one another and to the world is, we're quick to forgive. Did little children, Rochelle, hold on to grudges? They're quick to forgive, aren't they? They're quick to get over it. They're quick to come up and say, I'm sorry. And they give you a big hug. We're not that way. That mask of unforgiveness, we sometimes want to hide behind it because we don't want to deal with it. But we need to. It says, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, Christine, where are you? And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. See, it all goes back to the love of God. God's love for you and I is so strong that He wants us to take our spiritual mask off, to be real before Him, to be real before one another. Because this time that we've been going through, there's been a lot of people that are wondering what's happening. There's been a lot of people looking for answers. There's been a lot of people looking for hope. And guess what? We have the answers. You and I have the answers. The answer is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. But if we got a mask on and we're pretending. Because a lot of people in plays and stuff, when you look at that, you know, they did a lot of, in Rome and all that area, they used to perform different acts and scenes with a mask. They were just pretending they were someone else. Well, spiritually, we do that too. We pretend we're okay when we're not. We pretend everything's fine when it's not. And is there anything wrong with being real? First to God. Because if God sees everything, if God knows everything, are we fooling Him? No. I remember one time I'd probably been saved probably about 5 or 6 years, and I was really struggling with something. And being stupid, I didn't want to talk to the Lord about it. Finally, one day, I'm doing a study in God's Word, and You ever notice sometimes how you're in God's Word and you've looked at a passage before, but all of a sudden it jumps out of the book and you go, oh. And then the Lord will just very gently say, you know, I know what you're struggling with, but you've been hiding. You haven't wanted to talk to me about it. You haven't wanted to deal with that situation or circumstance. Are you ready? And I said, yeah. And you know what? It was gone that quick. It was just gone. And yet I'd been carrying that thing for so long. I'll, I'll give you an example of the fear, the mask, the fear, the mask fear. Sue and I were living in New York, and I was still in professional baseball at the time. And every February, a truck would leave Shea Stadium, and it would take all the luggage of the players in the truck and bring it down here to spring training. So all you had to do is get on a plane or drive down. And when you got here, you didn't have to bring any of your luggage with you. It was already on the truck. It'd be in the clubhouse. Well, we were coming down early that particular spring, and everyone knew that I was going to be in town, but I wasn't going to be working. Guess what? I had that mask of what other people thought. And Sue goes, you going to go by and get the luggage? I said, no, not today. Next day comes. She goes, you going to get the luggage? I go, nah, not today. She goes, you're afraid, aren't you? I said, what? Afraid of what? She goes, you're afraid someone's going to see you and say, oh, you're down here? I haven't seen you here. When are you going to come in and start working? And I, you know, being a good Christian, there was a couple other Christian brothers on the ball club that were down here, and I knew they'd gone into the ballpark. And I said, hey, you know, when you go in there, can you just pick up my luggage and I'll come by your house and get it? And they're usually very cordial, very nice. And they go, no, you get your own luggage. I'm like, wow. What kind of Christian's that? It was a Christian hearing from God, because God wanted me to deal with that mask of fear that I was wearing. So guess what happens? I go, okay, I'll go down there tomorrow. I get in the car, I drive over to the complex, I get out of the car, I go in the clubhouse, and the guy who does the ground crew, who does the fields and all that stuff, he goes, hey, Larry, how you doing? I knew you were in town. He goes, I know you're not ready to start work yet. He goes, I've got your luggage set over by your lockers. I go, oh, thank you. I walk in. There was no one in the place. There was no one. So all that fear, all that mask I'd been wearing, I didn't need to wear it because it wasn't even there. There was nothing to be afraid of. There was no one. The Lord had already set it up. I wasn't going to see anyone anyway. But see, I had to deal with it because I had that. I was afraid. Oh, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? But you know what? The Lord had already taken care of it. He'd already taken care of every bit of it. I ran across an article, and a guy made a very interesting statement in this article. It says, we can start to become transparent like Jesus by separating our who from our do. Our who is spiritually perfect child of God. Our do is our actions. In order to separate these two, it will require severe humility, because we have to learn that our identity is separate from our actions. But once we stop confusing our who with our do, or intermingling them, we can finally drop the mask we wear each day, therefore exposing the Christ in us. Will we be tempted after today to want to put on some of the spiritual masks that I've talked about? Yeah, we will. We will. But I pray that God will remind us that we don't have to wear those spiritual masks. We just have to allow God to reveal to us what's behind that mask? What is it we're trying to conceal? What is it we're trying to cover up? Because before God, we can't cover anything up. He already knows it's there. But we're still pretty good at covering up with one another. And see, God's wanting to even get rid of that in our hearts. Because when we just become transparent, when someone looks at us, they see Jesus. They see the real Jesus. Because, you know, the times in which we're living, and that's one of the things that I've seen, and a few people I've talked to during this time of quarantine, they haven't seen the real Jesus. Because I had one conversation, I said, you know, you're kind of mad and angry at God. What's going on? He said, oh, you wouldn't understand. I said, what do you mean? Because we've been hurt. We've been hurt by God. I said, God hurt you? He said, well, not really God, but there was a so-called couple of people that said they were Christians, but their lives, what they said and what they did, didn't line up. What were they wearing? They were wearing a hypocritical mask. And this guy saw it. He didn't want any part of it. He didn't want any part of knowing God. Because he had not really seen the real Jesus. He'd not seen that Jesus that forgives. He'd not seen that Jesus could heal his hurts. He'd not seen or heard of that Jesus that could take away the resentment, the bitterness, the hardness, the blindness. But yet he knew that God was real. And I was able to minister a couple things to him. And all he said was, I know what you're sharing with me is real. I said, I understand. I said, the first time someone shared Jesus with me, I fell asleep. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it. Because I'd seen all the mask-wearing, praise God, I'm great, brother. You know, all the Holy Ghost mask-wearing Christians that were that way when they came through the door on Sunday, but if you saw Monday through Saturday, they were wearing a completely different mask, completely different appearance. They were hiding behind, and that's what I'm going to close with, they were hiding behind a religious mask. A mask that has the appearance, takes on the appearance of Jesus, but is far from God's ways and what God desires for the people of this world to see. Heavenly Father, forgive us, Lord, because you know what? We've all put on spiritual masks. We still wear spiritual masks on a day-to-day basis. We do it with one another. We do it with you. And Lord, you're not condemning us, or you're not trying to make us feel bad. You're just trying to reveal something to us that will make us more and more in the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. And that is simply being real. Being real with one another. Being real with you. So that those things that are in our hearts still, that were not planted by you, Father, can be uprooted. They can be removed. And we can be changed and made more and more in the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.